Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Parts of the shot-down suspected Chinese spy balloon appear to be in the hands of U.S. officials. A fisherman in the U.S. state of North Carolina said he saw U.S. Navy personnel arriving at a boat landing in the city of North Myrtle Beach with what appeared to be a white deflated balloon across the bows of two different boats. A Pentagon spokesperson asked about the footage declined to comment on Sunday. U.S. senators will receive a classified briefing on February 15th about that balloon, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The briefing will also include information on how the U.S. stacks up against China militarily.
Credo che è per l'India il prossimo anno, credo.
Pope Francis said Sunday he's planning to visit India next year and is studying a possible trip that would be a first. During his flight back to Rome from South Sudan, the Pope confirmed that he would be in Lisbon, Portugal for World Youth Day the first week of August. He said he would participate in a September meeting of Mediterranean bishops in Marseille, France. The Pope added there was the possibility that he would fly from Marseille to Mongolia, which would be a first for a pope. Pope Francis, along with the head of the Anglican Communion and the top Presbyterian minister, have together denounced the criminalization of gay people and said they should be welcomed by their churches. The three Christian leaders spoke out on LGBTQ rights during an unprecedented joint airborne news conference returning home from the South Sudan. The South Sudan is one of 67 countries that criminalizes homosexuality. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities say they've taken steps to beef up security countrywide following a spike in political violence, banditry, and kidnapping ahead of the February 25th presidential election. VOA reporter Munachi Chucks shares the feeling of residents with this new security posture.
Yeah, there's apprehension in this city. People are worried, even though President Muhammadu Buhari have promised that everything will go right, that the security situation will be taken care of, and the elections, of course, will be free and fair. But yet, citizens are worried.
And that's reporter Munachi Chuck speaking with Chinedu Afor from the Nigerian capital of Abuja. Britain faces its largest ever strike by health workers on Monday as tens of thousands of nurses and ambulance workers walk out in an escalating pay dispute with the government, spelling further disruption for an already strained health system. Nurses and ambulance workers have been striking separately on and off since late last year, but Monday's walkout involving both will represent the biggest in the 75-year history of the National Health Service. The forest fires that have raged in southern Chile since Thursday have caused the deaths of 24 people and the destruction of 800 homes, officials said on Sunday, as international aid begins to arrive in the country. Argentina committed itself to sending brigade members, while the Spanish government announced the departure of an Air Force plane with military personnel and state-of-the-art equipment. Pakistan's former president, Pervez Musharraf, died on Sunday following a prolonged illness at a hospital in Dubai after years in self-imposed exile. Rachel Faber of Reuters produced this spot.
Pervez Musharraf, who ruled Pakistan for nearly a decade during the critical years of the American war against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, died in a hospital in Dubai on Sunday. Musharraf, a former general who seized power in a bloodless coup in 1999, appeared alongside American President George W. Bush less than a month after Al-Qaeda terrorists used jetliners to attack New York City and Washington, and pledged himself as part of a coalition to defeat the militant Islamists and the Afghan Taliban sheltering them. His family said Musharraf was suffering from a rare organ disease called amyloidosis and was admitted to the hospital last year after he became critically ill.
That's Rachel Faber of Reuters. And American actress Viola Davis has achieved EGOT status. That is a person who has won an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award during their career. Davis won a Grammy Award Sunday night. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.